different products, different strategies, saturated markets, overwhelming and confusing customers. In all these, how do you differentiate yourself from your competitors? Standing out is the answer. But how do you stand out? Hanging right there, for I'm gonna disclose a secret on how you can create your unique selling proposition that will help you differentiate yourself from your competitors. I'll be right back.
Get the right business. This is Business Facts Podcast with Beauty from Coachy Villa.
Welcome to Business Facts Podcast. This is where we learn how to build and grow a business right from the scratch. If you're a business owner or you're looking forward to creating your own business, it will be worthwhile for you to subscribe so you don't miss out on any updates. I still remain your Ebu Horace Beauty from Coachy Villa. Thank you for joining our community. So let's get right into it. Before we go into the how to create your unique selling proposition, first of all, we have to really understand what unique selling proposition is. That is USP. Most people refer to it as USP, which means unique selling proposition or unique selling point, whichever way you choose. They all mean the same. So what does it actually mean in business? So this is a marketing strategy of informing your customers how your business is different from your competitors. For example, a lot of businesses are saturated. Then how do you tell your customers, how do you communicate to your customers that this is what makes me different from the other products you see? Because the niche is already saturated, you might find it difficult for your customers to discover you. You don't have an appealing, you don't have a strong, unique selling proposition. So today I'm going to show you how you can create a strong, unique selling proposition for your business. The number one thing you need to consider is you have to know your competitors. Who are my competitors in that niche? You created a business that is already saturated. If care is not taken, you will be buried inside that niche. Nobody will know you exist. So for you to differentiate yourself from your competitors, you have to study your competitors first. You have to really know your competitors. Then how do you go about that is by going into a research to find out what makes your competitors what they are. From the research, you're going to find out their weakness, you get to find their strengths, you get to also find out their unique selling proposition. And this will also help you to uncover a gap that you can fill in your own business, something they are not doing right that you can do to get an advantage over them. So in this case, you must spy on your competitors in order to create and position your brand in the market. It's a must, because if you don't spy on them, how do you get to find out what they are not doing right and what they are doing right? So never mind the hype coming from your competitors, never mind the kind of noise they make, but the same product in the same niche can have different unique selling proposition. So it can be positioned in different ways to suit the brand in the market, the same products. So the number two is understand your customer's niche. What do they really want? You really need to know what your customers want. Very much important. So don't forget that your business must solve a problem. In solving that problem, you must know their wants in order to meet them at the point of their need. If you're not solving a problem, then there's no business. You have to really scrutinize, you know, to really find out their pain points in order to meet them at the point of their needs. Maybe your customers' needs are yet to be satisfied by your competitors. You have to really find out what they want, what your competitors are not doing well. You can as well, if you have delivery, meet some of your competitors' customers, find out from them what they like and what they don't like. You're solving a problem that satisfies customers' wants. you can never be out of business. So you can use this in creating your unique selling proposition. So the number three is, know why your customers buy from you. You really need to find out from your customers the reason why they chose your brand, your product, instead of your competitors. Let me take for example, you own a coffee shop and your customers keep returning, coming back over and over again. So you really have to find out the reason why they are coming back for you. Is it the quality of your product? Is it the environment? Is it the convenience? Is it your customer service? All these things can add up to the reason why your customers are coming back for more. Use it to your advantage to create your unique selling proposition. So the number four is, know what triggers your customers' buying decision or their behavior. In this aspect, you really need to understand what motivates your customers to make a purchase of your products. And how do you do that? So you need to have a bit of psychological idea or the reason why they are purchasing your products. This is beyond demographics that is often used in marketing. So you have to go way beyond that. Demographic involves age, financial status, gender, you know, but this is way beyond that. You have to go more than that to find out what motivates their buying decision for your products. Let me take, for instance, a makeup product. You sell makeups, cosmetics for women. And we already know that any woman that wants to look beautiful will apply makeups. So this is the reason why most women go for makeup. So they want to look good or look pretty. So it's very simple. That's the reason behind women's buying decision to buy your makeup products, to buy your cosmetic products. If your product can solve that particular problem, you have gained a customer. So you can use this in creating your unique selling proposition. In summary, before you create your unique selling proposition, you have to know your competitors. Secondly, you have to know what your customers want. And third, you have to know why they are buying from you. And finally, which is the fourth, you have to know what triggers, what motivates their behavior and buying decisions. So when you put all this into consideration, it will be easier for you to create your unique selling proposition to differentiate yourself from the saturated market, to differentiate yourself from different brands out there, to stand out from your competitor. So let's take a look at some brands that build a unique selling proposition that is appealing to their customers. We have Zappo. Zappo is an online shoe store. Their selling point is quite unique. It's free returns. Their USP is free returns. There is no penalty whatsoever for returning a pair of shoes you don't want. This is a major convenience to customers and also a strong unique selling proposition which has taken them to a greater height. So another example is Starbucks. Starbucks selling point is expect more than a coffee. Expect more than a coffee. This also conveys the company's mission, which is connection. Its success is going beyond coffee. It gets people to connect on various positive things in daily life. Another company is HubSpot. Their USP is there is a better way to grow. There is a better way to grow. HubSpot features allows you to get started with free tools and upgrade as you grow. So the idea behind the USP is that you can get started by using their tools for free. Another is Pure Formulas. Pure Formulas USP means orders placed before 6 p.m. EST ships the same day. So Pure Formula is basically for those that care about their vitamins and supplements. So they serve their customers and they never want their customers to miss consuming their product. So they promise the same day shipping, which means the customer's needs and also stands them out from their competitors. Now you have an idea on how to create your own unique selling proposition. That's all for today. I hope you grasped something that will help you to create your own unique selling proposition in your business. Thank you for hanging in here with me till I come your way again. Please hit the subscribe button, and also you can check out our YouTube channel, Business Facts. Thank you. Always be you and do you. Bye-bye.